I think God is saying, Moses, I'm aware the project I'm giving you is an impossible project for anybody. But number one, at every stage on the journey, I'll be with you. It's not that I'll be with you at the end, even the process. God is not just interested in the end. He's also interested in the means. So unlike Machiavelli, the end does not justify the means. He's interested in the means, just like he's interested in the end. I am going to be with you in the process, in the means, but I'll also be there to ensure you have the kind of end that honors me. But I think he's also in the process, because the Bible says all these were written for our learning. He's also teaching us as people that we must, number one, in our leadership, sense God's presence at every stage of the way. Even when there is a big crisis, when you have been annoyed by some stuff and you are embarrassed and you are annoyed, how you react in that anger moment. He is there. He is present. He wants his glory to be seen as you deal with this difficult, rebellious follower of yours or staff, because he is there. I'm with you. I think it's secondly, it will be important to always seek to honor God in the way you deal with the people. You know, Moses missed Canaan because he dishonored God in his anger. He hit a rock instead of talking to a rock and say, now you will see, you will go climb Pisgah, the tip of the mountain, and watch there in Horeb, and watch where the children of Israel go, but you are not going to go yourself. And it all came from a moment of anger. In your leadership, sense God's presence all the time, not sometimes, even when you are in a crisis meeting.